Local elected officials are calling on Governor Gavin Newsom to halt all permitting for future oil and gas projects in light of recent progress with offshore wind. The feds are getting ready to hold a lease auction in August or September for sites off Morro Bay to build floating wind turbines. San Luis Obispo City Council member Andy Pease says the potential for offshore wind on the Central Coast and for Humboldt County is huge, enough to power 1.6 million homes.
There is no reason to be having new gas extraction permits or any fossil fuels. We need to leave those in the ground. We've got the capability. Let's make it happen.
Newsom has already pledged to cease all fracking permits by 2024. Groups that fight climate change would like him to take the next step and also block any expansion of oil drilling. Opponents want oil and gas to remain part of the energy mix and say jobs in that field are at risk. Morro Bay Mayor Dr. John Heading says the floating offshore turbines will take at least 6 years to come to fruition because the state would need to build a deep water port nearby.
This new renewable industry is a significant step in our efforts to help address the climate crisis and help California reach its goal of achieving 100% renewable and carbon-free electricity by 2045.
University of Maine Professor Habib Joseph Dagher has designed and deployed a prototype that successfully fed into the New England electric grid, part of a project called Aquaventus.
The advantages of floating is that you can put them beyond the horizon so people don't see them from land. You can also have a lot more places you can put them that would minimize impact on the environment, minimize impact on wildlife, and also minimize impact on other users, such as fishing and so forth.
The turbines would be about 20 miles offshore and would feed electricity into the grid day and night. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.